Marcel Pertut, the Sports Inquirer, here with Deidre Bohannon. Discuss the Texas State win last Friday. What were some positives that the team did to come out with the victory?
Well, we executed the way that we know how to execute. And overall, everyone was just doing their part and playing their role. In the past, we've let teams push on us, but instead we did the pushing. We fought. We didn't get into any lulls, and it was just full-out aggression, I think, on our part. So
had a balanced offense. You had 14 kills, but there were five players who had five or more kills. How important is that to have a balanced offensive attack to earn a victory?
Definitely in the Sun Belt, you need multiple players on the team who can be an offensive threat. And I definitely think on our team we have that, and it's just about who wants to show up or whatever. And definitely during the Texas State match, we all had players who were on and playing their roles, and we're going to continue that. So
yeah, where's the team at overall right now? Struggled a little bit the past few weeks, but you got that win against Texas State. How does that help the team morale as you get towards the back end of your conference season?
Confidence is definitely an issue with our team, and we're overcoming it every practice, every match, little by little. And just having that win kind of boosted our confidence a little bit, and it basically let us see, hey, we can compete with these teams, and we know that we're better than what our record says we are. And definitely going into practice, everybody's trying to, you know, tweak their game and just figure out, like, how we can make more wins happen.
Yeah, speaking of practice, you have Lafayette this week coming up on October 24th. What are two or three things that the coaching staff and you as a team want to work on while preparing for that matchup on Friday?
Coach always talks about our game is based off of our pass and serve game. So in practice, we've definitely been making sure that we're serving aggressively and our serve receive is on point, and also with blocking, because those are three big keys in our systems that we need to work on. And then once we know how to pass and serve aggressive, then we have the game. So.
All right, let's go off the court. Before we interviewed, you were mentioning what you're doing off the court. Elaborate more on your medical field that you're trying to explore or getting into.
My major is respiratory therapy, so I basically am engaged in, like, the respiratory therapy club, and right now it's respiratory care week, so we are trying to get out in the courtyard and educate the students on, like, you know, hey, this is a smoke-free campus and being tobacco-free, and, you know, just giving them a little bit more education and in different things that we're experiencing as far as, like, in our class and and just basically letting them know, hey, there are respiratory therapists on campus. And it's just really really good to be a part of another program and to have, like, another family. So
what interested you in that field? Was something personal or just something you've developed over time?
Definitely something personal. My mom, with her health problems, she had a lot of respiratory care therapists attending to her when she was in the hospital and everything. So I knew I wanted to go in the medical field, and I actually looked more into it, and I figured out, like, hey, this is something I can see myself doing. So from there, I just kind of just been rolling with it, and it's awesome.
All right, thank you, Deidre.
No problem. Thank you.